Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Get ready for TalkSport's cavalcade of the catastrophic.
Bordeaux, as in the tapestry, yeah?
No.
This is the legendary Clips of the Week podcast from TalkSport.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, time for the Clips of the Week, as enjoyed by the England manager, Gareth Southgate, as we discovered when he appeared on Breakfast this week. So let's hope we got a few that make him chuckle this afternoon. Do you want to kick it off, Andy?
Yeah, I do. And we start with Alan Brazil on Breakfast, with one we're calling, I'll just say India Al.
10 minutes before 7 o'clock, it's day one of the fourth test between India and England in Ahmedabad. England won the toss.
Say that again.
Ahmedabad.
Ahmedabad. What a terrible thought. I sort of think a three-year-old would say, Daddy, Ahmedabad. Anyway, just say India, Al. And Jim White had a guest on his show this week talking about the Newcastle training ground bust-up, but we couldn't quite work out who it was.
The man who wrote the story, the Daily Mail's Craig Hope, was joining us very shortly. Craig is with us now. Craig, I have to say, since I said that minutes ago, all I see on the TalkSport Twitter feed, Craig Hope's coming on to join Jim White and Simon Jordan. Craig Hope's coming out. Craig Hope, what news do you bring on this morning? Good morning, Craig.
Still can't quite work out who it was, can you?
No, absolutely. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. The cricket coverage on TalkSport 2 has been as excellent as ever this week, of course. And here's Neil Manthorpe, on an England great.
Jimmy Anderson last over before lunch, and forward comes Rahane. There's no run. Jimmy Anderson, remember, seems like a month ago, but it was a month ago that he bowled one of the best overs in the series.
Yeah, that's probably why it feels like a month ago.
Exactly.
Because indeed it was a month ago. So next one then, we have got Manners again. And you may recall him going a bit north of England last week when he was discussing the Indian all-rounder Ravichandran Ashwin.
Well, the straight honour from R. Ashwin, it's been the devastating delivery of the Test match. And he's now saying to Virat Kohli, it was hitting, it turned. It looked a bit high to me, R. Ashwin.
It's R. Ashwin. Think on R. Ashwin.
Well, it was only a matter of time, wasn't it, before Goffey joined in.
Just as they looked like they were getting on top, as they were getting a partnership together, but it brings in another good player to the crease. R. Ashwin's here.
R. Ashwin, marvellous. Here's a TalkSport listener talking Villa.
You said about Dean being Villa manager for life. I would absolutely love that. I think Dean Smith's been a fresh breath air for Villa.
A fresh breath air, which is actually harder to say than getting it right, isn't it? Just a fresh breath air.
Talking of not quite getting it right, this is Martin Keown talking Southampton.
Yeah, I'm quite stunned, actually, because I am a big fan of Hassan Hurtler.
That's not so bad.
Very fine hurtler.
Mr. Hassan Hurtler. He's a very fine hurtler. He's the 60-metre hurtler. Thanks, Martin. We will add that to the list of TalkSport presenters' pronunciations of the Southampton manager.
Hassan
Hurtler.
Fantastic.
Another one on the list. Hunter's still the best.
Hussle Hunter is very good. Yeah. Although, was it Ollie, wasn't it? Ollie and Holloway called him Hoover, didn't he? He was just Hassel Hoover. Yeah, okay. What's next?
It's Danny Kelly on the officials.
In order for that to happen, given that any fiddling with the referees leaves the game open to accusations of a lack of integrity.
Oh, grow up, you lot. You knew what he meant. On a similar subject, here's your commentator, Sam Matterface, at City versus West Ham.
Jesse Lingard had a big part in it. Antonio might have finished it off. VIR will look at it.
VIR, that's what it should be. Yeah. If we can't, let's just change the name of it and put everybody off the scent. Yeah.
It's good. Fisherman's Blues now, which always has something in it for the layman. But having said that, sometimes you really do need to know your fishing.
Have you fished any of the big reservoirs, Richard?
Yes, I've had big perch at Chew down at the dam wall end on black dog knobbler type things, fish very deep.
Nope, didn't get a word of that.
No, not at all.
What's dog knobbler? I don't even want to know.
I don't like to ask.
I don't even want to know.
Is that somebody who interferes with greyhound racing? Possibly?
Yeah, that's it. Could be. That's right. You don't want to meet a dog knobbler, do you? Really? That's illegal. Martin Keown's back this time on an old Arsenal player
in the transfer market. You know, I think they've been hurt a lot with injury. Theo Wilcock's been out injured, hasn't he, for quite a while now.
Good old Theo Wilcock.
Yeah, that happens. You get a few cot-ups with that one.
He's been called Theo Wilcock over the years as well. That was quite nice. Yes,
exactly.
And finally,
this is newsreader Georgina Campbell with Chelsea News.
Manchester United played out a goalless draw at Chelsea. The visitors felt they should have been awarded a penalty for handball against Callum Hudson-Odoi.
Odoi.
Yeah, brilliant. That's right. I just somebody will tell her next time. Anyway, there we are. There's the clips of the week. Thanks to everybody who sent them in. And we should thank Adrian Wingate, Richard Snowden, Roger in Durham, Daz Mapleston, F. Buckle, Marco Van Basten, that can't be right, Paul E., A. Beats, Dave Clark,
great if it was.
Garteth, Phil Barwise, Andy Clayton, and Ali Z. So if you, some of these people have clearly made up names, but they know they are, and they know they've got a credit. So if you would like a credit for finding a clip of the week, then all you got to do is send it into us, talksport.com/H&J. Can text it to 81089 or tweet it to TSHNJ. That's TSHANDJ. All we need is a day and a time when you heard it on the station or on TalkSport 2, and we'll listen back. And if it's played like those guys, you'll get a credit.
The goofs, the gaffs, and the humongous howlers. The TalkSport Clips of the Week podcast.
I ain't going to sit on the fence, but I think both.
Subscribe to the Clips of the Week podcast today and get the extended edition delivered to you direct every Friday afternoon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.